At IKEA, your dream home is a blue bag away. No matter the size of your space or budget, we've got everything you need to turn your dreams into reality. And now with new lower prices on hundreds of our most popular products, bringing the dream home is even easier. Like the gray Strandom wing chair, was $369, now $299. And the IKEA Plus 365 9-piece cookware set was $129.99, now $89.99. And hundreds more. Shop new lower prices at ikea-usa.com today.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYN ads.com.
The following podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
Hey, babe, what you got there?
This is a check from Carvana. I just sold my car to them. I went online and Carvana gave me an offer right away. Then they just picked up the car and gave me this.
Well, that's a big check. Well, obviously, you could put this towards your next car, or we could finally get that jacuzzi, or I could start taking tuba lessons, or I could quit my job and write my memoir.
Or I can put it towards my next car with Carvana.
Sorry, your check, not mine.
Sell your car to Carvana. Visit Carvana.com or download the app to get a real offer in seconds.
Hello and welcome to episode 132.
Season 6, episode 8.
Of Two Mr. P's in a podcast with me, Mr. P.
And the other Mr. P.
Welcome back, guys. We hope you are okay. We hope you are okay. We hope you are well. Because if you remember this time last year, we were heading into Christmas during the outbreak of the Omicron variant. Yeah. And there were absences all over the place. Fast forward a year, and it seems like history is repeating itself.
Yeah, it's...
Not with Omicron, just with other stuff.
No, yeah. Well, it's a classic, isn't it? As soon as the weather switches, it gets dark, it gets gloomy, moods. Yeah. Not that mood, you know, you shouldn't be offering a bad mood.
Well, it is. You're not getting the serotonin from the sun. It's science.
Good word.
You are. There is autumnal sadness because there's not enough.
I don't like the way this episode's going. So
no,
far.
No, but
the
I mean,
words,
I mean,
the word that you're using.
There was someone on my course today who was getting phone calls throughout the day because pupils were going home. One form entry school and they had 40% of the kids off.
The day after an England game.
Well, yeah, ooh. Yeah, we will get onto that.
Something dodgy there.
A little bit suspicious, but even last week there was. In the kids' school, it was the lowest attendance they've ever had in the school's history.
England played Wales last week. Ooh, yep.
No, there's a lot going around. And yeah, make sure you do head over to the NHS website and check because there's some really sort of nasty viruses going around. It seems to be really affecting a lot of people. So yeah, keep yourselves safe. Obviously, if you're unsure of anything, head over to the NHS website, check for those symptoms of the, I can't remember what the virus is called, that's really
well, make sure you go to the NHS website. Don't just search on Google because you won't sleep.
No,
I literally
not.
Had like, it was a sty in the end, but I thought my whole face, I thought I was going to lose my face. It was a sty.
Yeah, it was a sty. But like scarlet fever's on the rise again. Just don't take any chances. Yeah, look after yourselves. Make sure you stay safe. But yeah, thanks very much for tuning back in wherever you're listening to this from. Spotify Wrapped gave us some updates of how we've done this year. And I was quite... I know obviously Spotify isn't everyone. Not everyone listens from Spotify. But we apparently are in the top 5% most shared globally of podcasts. 59% shared in WhatsApp, believe it or not. But the top 5 countries for where this podcast reaches on Spotify. In at 5, United Arab Emirates. So the likes of Dubai. And what's the one next to Dubai?
Qatar.
No, Abu Dhabi. That's the one. It might be, no, Qatar's different, isn't it?
Is it?
Yeah. It's in the, obviously it's near there, but it's not in the United Arab Emirates. Right, anyway, number four, Ireland.
Oh, top of the morning.
Yeah. Number three, the USA.
You rock.
In at two, Australia.
Oh, well, bloody good day.
Yeah. I mean, I'd love to know how many in Australia, because if there's that many, we'd love to come over. And number one, surprisingly, is United Kingdom.
Yeah, nice one, our kids.
Yeah, so that was quite a nice little thing to look through. But yeah, of course, it's the day after we're recording this on Monday, the day after England secured their place in the quarterfinals after a 3-0 win against Senegal. Now, the point I want to make is an appreciation early on in the episode for Jude Bellingham.
Huge shout out.
Yeah.
If you're listening to this all the way in Qatar, we love you.
No, because I tell you what made me laugh is the kid's 19, right? The kid is... you won't even refer to him as a kid.
No.
Would you? He is an absolute... Oh, just unreal. I'm calling it now, probably going to be the best English midfielder potentially.
I mean,
ever.
It's a huge shout, but it makes you think. I mean, what were you doing at 19?
Exactly.
I mean,
this is the point I'm coming. Because if you want to see a stark contrast between 19-year-olds, you take Jude Bellingham, who's representing his country, bossing it in the World Cup at 19, and the other Mr. P,
well,
wiping away sick
at 19,
on his flamed shirt.
They never had a flamed shirt. I hate this. You and Ryan always. I never had a flamed shirt. I had a Hawaiian one with surfboards.
And flames.
To be fair, that's not a great argument.
All right,
point.
That's fine. Yeah.
Yeah. Leave me alone. But no, at 19, I would obviously go out, get Larry with the boys. I'd wake up the next day and I'd text dad to potentially, you know, because I was in a bad way, to bring me a KFC and I'd eat a KFC. You know,
whilst updating your Facebook status with cringy lyrics.
Well, I had a lyric actually today. It's funny because a couple of my friends went to N-dubs last night at the arena.
Right.
And my status, let me find out how many years ago this is.
See, I was never a massive fan on the old N-dubs.
No, I wasn't. There was just a couple of tunes that I ended up liking. And when they first came out, I wasn't a fan at all. Yeah, so 12 years ago. So I would have been 20. So I'd have been 20.
Right.
So round Bellingham's age.
Yeah.
With a status of, girls, I'm loving them. I mean, yeah, so well done, Jude. You're putting us all to shame, yeah?
I mean, at 19, I think I had a mullet.
Yeah,
I had a mullet. I was wearing bandanas on my wrists. Mm. I was wearing vests, undershirts.
You were zombied. Yeah, yeah. That was where Zombie Roy was born.
Mm.
I miss that guy. Yeah. I'm not going to lie. But yeah, I mean, listen, the World Cup, it's been weird, 100%, and it's just not been normal, the fact that it's this kind of weather, this kind of vibe. But when the England games are on, the buzz on social media, like your friends and family that are up for it, and I love it, mate. It's making this festive period. It's just adding a little bit of extra to it. I mean, listen, I want it back in the summer, and I want those barbecue days. But it's a bit of a one-off, isn't it? And it's
something different. We're enjoying it, and I hope everyone who is in the midst of their nativity practice, their nativity play, is it's as stress-free as possible, especially with all the absences and stuff. We were sort of joking today on the course about teachers having to stand in and basically play all the roles.
That's the thing, isn't it? There'll be three wise TAs bringing scissors, glue.
Or just one TA playing all three parts. I'll tell you who messaged me last night, or I got a message off, because I put a little picture of Bellingham and Henderson when they scored, and it was like, when your TA... when your TA, assists you with a great lesson input. And Jordan Henderson's cousin sent me a message.
Oh, really?
Saying they were absolutely buzzing for him. And it's been a long time coming.
Great stuff.
Yeah,
I mean, that was nice. Listen, if you're going to shout out Jude
Bellingham. Although, I'll be completely honest, I'll hold my hands up. was being a little bit negative towards Henderson.
Oh, I read the messages.
Yeah, I was questioning the decision for him to start, but I'll hold my hands up. I was wrong. Sir Gareth knows better than I do, surprisingly enough.
No, I mean, you weren't alone. I think there was a lot of question marks over good old Hendo, but I love Roy Keane before the game. He was spitting facts. The guy's captain of Liverpool, played in the biggest games, club games in the past few years. He said this won't faze him. And it was great to see. But listen, roll on Saturday. Everyone yep. I've spoken to have been saying, we're getting done on Saturday. But I disagree.
I don't think we've ever had a better chance of beating France.
I think we are, not at full strength. You go player for player.
What I will say is, you know, if we don't make it through next week episode, it will be dull.
Yeah.
We will both be in a state of despair. So, yeah. You know, with me, if you're not a football fan, just want England to win so that the next week episode is just as
it'll be a banger next week.
Is it the Christmas one next week?
It's the Christmas one next week.
The Christmas one next week. Therefore, your challenge, your homework to everyone listening to this is to get your funny Christmas stories in. We've already had quite a few sent over. Head to the website, tomrpspodcast.com. Little link there to share your story. It can be anything. Something funny that's happened at your nativity play. Something funny that's happened around Christmas. It could be a funny present you've been sent or a weird present. Or, as we always like, those shocking, juicy Christmas do confessions and scandal. We want scandal.
There was a... someone got in touch and told me about their Christmas do. Someone I know.
Oh, yeah.
I'm keeping it under wraps.
Right.
But basically, there's a teacher at a school that is basically a sit-down teacher. Sits down a lot.
It's not me, is it?
No, just doesn't really get up. Just teaches, sat down.
There seems to be this trend where... It's sort of, again, it's like if you sat down, you're being a bad teacher. I don't necessarily, I think...
If you're swinging on your chair.
Well, yeah, if you're leaning back on your chair, obviously. But if you've explained your input and you've set a task that children can get on with, you know, independently, what's the harm in having a sit down for a few minutes?
No, I don't see the harm at all. I love
but
a sit down.
But there's some policies, there's some schools that teachers have to be stood up walking around all the time. And again, shout out to all the female teachers. How you do that in heels, I will never know. A lot of teachers wear, not all teachers, but a lot of teachers wear heels. There's no way. I hate just wearing shoes.
Yeah.
I will purposely go into school just in my PE kit, not teaching PE, so I can wear trainers.
And obviously being a...
If I could wear Crocs, I would do that.
Being a teaching assistant as well. You know, you're working with a group, say, those small chairs.
Oh, God, yeah.
Absolute knee killers, back killers, just whole body killers. I mean, Radox is raking it in.
For me, that was the point where I realised I am the old guard. I am the older teacher. It's not necessarily the noises that I make, like someone's cutting down a tree. It was more just looking at other people.
Someone's
in...
Cutting down a tree. Yeah, what noise is that? Oh, no, I thought you meant like when you're getting up and you're going...
Yeah, there's that.
Like that.
But it's when, you know, you're having a meeting or whatever in a classroom, you sat on those chairs, and then other teachers, younger teachers, obviously, just get up. One swift movement, they're up and they're out. They're gone.
Mm.
I take about 5 minutes to get up.
I basically get my mind ready for standing up. You know, it's like, right, you can do this, big man. You still got it. Think about Jude Bellingham, he's 19! But yeah, so anyway, so, you know, drinks were flowing. One teaching assistant said to this teacher, I've never known a teacher sit down as much as you.
Right.
And the drinks, then the tears were flowing and it was really? Drama central, yeah.
Oh, right, okay. Why, just because she sits down?
Well, I don't know. I think she was stood up at the time. And I think she was enjoying it. Take a seat. No, I've been told I can't.
Maybe that teacher just can't get back up. Maybe they're just like me. I have to get off. I can't just stand up. I've got no knees. I have to do, like, remember in gymnastics, you used to do teddy bear rolls.
You sounded like such like a little whiner then, like, I can't stand up. I've got no knees.
No, it's like, I've not done an activity on the carpet for 8 years. Purposely do not do carpet activity.
I tell you what else
I'd still be there now.
If you dress smart for school, now sometimes I do, Obviously, if I've got sporting events, whatever, I'll go school tracksuit, whatever. But if I go in smart, shoes, you know, suit, pants, shirt tucked in. I went in reception recently and someone came in. I think a member of the office, one of my mates in the office, walked through and I was sat down cross-legged doing some games with a couple of the kids. And I, you know, I looked like, look at him. Getting it involved.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about. Thank God they didn't see me getting up because it was the uncashiest. I honestly was, like you said, I was trying to roll.
Yeah.
So someone thought I was on fire.
Yeah.
Like,
have you ever done that where you try and get yourself up and you've not given yourself enough momentum? So gravity comes in and you just come back.
It's a real, like you said, it's a moment where you really do kind of realize that you are a fossil.
Yeah. So to everyone else, all the other teachers out there, if you sit down, doesn't make you a bad teacher. Just, you know.
And if there's a teacher that does sit down, maybe just don't say it to them at the Christmas do.
Yeah, don't make a point.
I think everyone, like Christmas do's, did you see that thing I put out, that Ainsley Harriet clip?
No.
So it's like Ainsley Harriet was basically, it was a message to Tyson Fury before his fight on Saturday, but I posted it and said, a quick message to all school staff going on their works do. And it was Ainsley Harriet going like, well, I've got a feeling. I predict a riot. And he was going like, go get him. And I was just like, that's brilliant. Because I don't know what it is. I think it's the pressure in it, the kind of build up. And then it's just, my works do is?
The 18th.
Saturday at 7.
Is it?
Yeah.
So what are you doing?
Not going. But no, I am going. I'm going to watch the game with Dad, obviously, because that's what I do in every England game, even San Marino away, you fake England fans. Where we are at San Marino away. And then all these people throwing beers at Box Park. Oh, it's like, where were you at San Marino away?
Can we just talk about that? Why do people do that?
I think it was that video in that field. Was it the 2018 World Cup?
Right.
It was Trippier.
Because that wasn't beer. That would have been everyone who couldn't get to the toilet.
Exactly, yeah. And I think the scenes, everyone loves that scenes. I think that if you go to something like that, that's the kind of go-to. But going back to it, I'm going to watch it with Dad. Because obviously, Big Mike, shout out, getting a knee replacement.
Robocop.
He's going to be.
He's had his hip done now. He's getting his knee done. Yeah. So,
bicentennial man.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to go to the Christmas do after the game. Now, I don't actually know the place. I've not really paid much attention because I've been focusing on England's room.
Yeah.
And I said, as soon as he said Saturday the 10th, I went, ooh, if it goes well for England, it could be England, France. But the funniest
You're
thing
be
is,
a
obviously,
hoot
people.
If England get knocked
well,
out.
This is the thing. People are going like, "Oh God, if England win, Adam will be like different level." But if England lose, just kind of go in like, "So many years of hurt."
Any song requests? Can I have "It'll Be Lonely This Christmas" by Mud?
That'll be you. Sour Caroline, please.
There's a lovely moment in the France game. I don't know if you saw that where, I'll say a lovely moment. It was a lovely moment for every PE teacher out there. Did you see the French player? I can't remember who it was.
It was Jules Koundé, and I know what you're about to say.
Half an hour in, he got told to take his jewellery off.
That's unbelievable on the world stage. You learn that.
But
so
I guarantee
early.
Every PE teacher probably hasn't shown any clip from the World Cup, but today in PE would have been, and children, this is why I tell you to take your jewellery off.
You can't put plasters round a necklace, children.
Yeah. So I don't know if I've ever spoken to about this. So I'm getting a new car this week. My lease is up on my other one, and I'm going electric, right? I'm going electric. And so I had to phone up and arrange. I'm sure we've talked about this. I had to arrange the pickup. And they always ask you, what's the reg number? And you've got to say it, but you don't just say the letters. You've got to use...
Oh, the
whatever it
the
is.
The alphabet. What, Zulu and all that?
But I don't know it.
I...
So the last two digits of my... the last two digits of my reg on the car are F-A.
Right. Did you say Football Association?
No. I said Foxy Albatross.
Brilliant.
That was the only thing. F for Foxy and A for Albatross.
That's brilliant.
And I'm like, why do I not? And the guy just went, do you mean Foxtrot Alpha? Yeah, that's the one. That's the one.
That's what I said, mate.
Yeah, I just could never, oh, could never, ever
get it
right.
I don't mind Foxy Albatross, to be fair. Yeah. It sounds pretty hot.
Exactly. Right, so last week we shared a few of those funny nicknames, didn't we?
We did indeed.
And I posted a clip of that to TikTok, which just got, went quite big, lots of views, but then lots of people commenting their nicknames. Now, some of them were offensive, not going to beat around the bush, and I'm not going to share them. But some of the others, again, were quite funny. And it's not, you know, the clever ones. It's the clever ones that
I
like.
Yeah, I think it's nicknames that the people embrace. You know, like I remember, you know, I think we've said it before, someone tried to get the nickname Taz associated with me because of the Tasmanian devil and that I couldn't sit still.
Not the wrestler.
Not the wrestler.
Right.
And I was all over the place. And I was just like, yes, that's sweet.
See, it's not about like giving a nickname because of someone's, you know, the way someone looks or facial feature. That's not nice. But if it, and I like ones that are just so random. Mm. There's no real, like, it's just the random ones. So here's a couple. My mate's missus is called San Marino because she kicks off every 10 minutes.
That's great.
Where were you?
San Marino away.
One girl on my daughter's rugby team got called Satnav because she ran the wrong way with the ball in her first game. You know, an innocent mistake like that.
Do you know what I love, though? Every time she gets the ball now and goes the right way, everyone will be like, go on, Satnav! Go on!
And then when she scores a try, you have reached your destination.
Yeah. Left! Left!
My late uncle had a boss they used to call Balloon because he was always saying, don't let me down, lads.
Great.
I love that one. I bet there's some head teachers who could be called Balloon. Don't let me down, guys. Don't let me get down. There was a painter at work that got called Minty because he only turned up after 8.
Minty, wasn't that a character in EastEnders?
Yeah. Only in episodes after 8. Someone had the nickname Chips and Beans because she goes with anything.
Damn. Chips, yeah. Beans, not
I know,
so sure.
A chips can go with anything. I'm not sure. But beans can't go with like...
You'd have chips on a roast.
Chips and curry.
You? But you'd have chips on a roast.
You could have chips on a roast.
Yeah, anything.
But you couldn't have beans with a curry, could you?
Oh.
Unless you had a bean curry. Best I've heard, ex-Wigan footballer Fitz Hall, who has a nickname, One Size.
I know Fitz Hall, the player. That's great.
And then this one. My mate Chris has a nickname Lance because he does drugs and he rides a bike. Scouse lad I used to work with, who didn't have much going on upstairs, we used to call him Bungalow. I had a mate called Pie because he tried to cook a pie in the toaster.
You'd be wounded, wouldn't you? It's my mate Pie. Why'd they call you Pie? Don't ask.
Wonder what type of pie it was.
It was going to be Holland's, I'm going for.
But what flavour?
I hope it wasn't one of those foil wrappings.
My mate had a part-time job making headstones in a cemetery. They nicknamed him Oxo Grave E-Maker.
Oh, no. Oxo.
Right. No, I can't say that one. Yeah, there you go. There's another few nicknames for you.
Well, I've got a couple of little ones that are kind of like extensions from a couple of posts that or a couple of things we've spoken about on recent episodes. Funny responses from the kids. This one from a reception kid had me howling. Teacher, are you feeling okay? You look very hot. Pupil, not really. I'm sweating my tits off.
Reception,
yeah. So I was a student on placement in a mixed reception in year one class. The school did not allow games involving violence, pretend weapons, etc. During free learning time, one of the reception boys got the multi-link cubes and built a sword. When he was reminded about the weapons rule, he, in a fraction of a second, whipped his creation around and said very seriously that it is not a sword, but was in fact a cross for Jesus. Of course, this is great, a picture of him very proudly holding up his cross went straight into his learning journey, and he got to put a gem in a jar.
That kid's going places.
And then
that kid is going places.
He was ready to battle, wasn't he? And suddenly he was just like,
that's a good example of why we need this knowledge-rich curriculum.
It's
you know, if you've got that knowledge in the back locker to be able to turn you, yeah, get yourself out of that sort of trouble.
Yeah, that's you're a going swift places. Maneuver, isn't
yeah.
it? That could, Satnav could have done that. no, it is a sword. Cheers, Satnav. So, listening to other teacher injuries, I can't help but think of my own. I was history coordinator and was given a full bag of things to put away in a very unorganised history cupboard. No shock there. It was Friday afternoon. I opened the cupboard, saw a space...
Wait, a history cupboard?
Yeah.
Why? But they tried to tidy that up time after time.
Oh, no. It was Friday afternoon. I opened the cupboard, saw a space right at the top, so stretched to put the bag in the gap. As I did so, something came out of the bag, hit me on the head, and I fell on the floor. I staggered around and through a classroom door where a TA saw me and shouted, "Oh my God!" I was in a blur. She walked up to me at the corridor to the headmistress, and they both bundled me into the head's car, and off I went to A&E. With the head telling me repeatedly, "Don't look in the mirror." Harsh. No matter what the injury is, harsh. When we arrived at A&E, the receptionist took one look at me and the large bump and already formed black eye and asked, "What hit you?" My head replied, "Tutankhamun!" Apparently, a Tutankhamun metal figure had fallen out the bag and hit me right on the head. I think about him every time I have to go into a bleeming cupboard.
Oh, I love it. What would the nurse have done there? Just been like, okay, thanks. In triage. Yeah.
You didn't look in a mirror by any chance, did you?
Somehow got from Egypt to here in the record time.
We need to speak to Howard Carter, Scott.
Yeah. Right, I've got loads of stories to work through. There's loads that you keep sending in, so we're just going to plough through. So, I'm a secondary school history teacher, and at one time was head of year 12. As part of that role, I was responsible for organising the citizenship lessons once a week. They were delivered to the sixth form. Usually the lessons comprised of topics such as, should the voting age be 18 plus? And students would debate both sides of the argument. So one week, the students had become really animated over the topic being discussed in class. As I organised the lessons and we had several classes running at the same time, I declared to the class of 16-year-olds that since they were enjoying it so much, next week I could arrange to join together with the other classes and we could have a mass debate.
Oh.
The words were out before my brain could catch up with my mouth. Needless to say, there was a class full of 16-year-olds dying laughing. And it was not quickly forgotten. You have absolutely... The thing is, it reminded me of a time. Remember our history teacher at secondary school, Dopey Dave?
Oh, yeah.
I remember we used to try that. Like, can we get him to
say
mass debate? So we'd be learning about Parliament or something like that. And I was like, what happened in Parliament, sir? And it'd be like, well, you know, debate topics. But if there was a lot of them, what would you call that? And I think we got him one time. You know, if there was a lot of them, if there was quite
Well, Parkinson, it would be a mass debate.
Hey, got him! Yeah. Got him!
All right, Parkinson, shut up.
See, you say that, but Dopey Dave once did a whole lesson. He did a whole lesson with a textbook held upside down.
You're talking about nicknames. He cannot like that. He cannot like that. You've not, when's the last time you were in school? Like, what year did you leave?
2003.
So we're nearly 20 years since you left school, and you're still rocking. The guy's retired, probably. He's chilling and somewhere.
No, the fact is that dope. He probably hasn't retired. He's probably still going. But there was one time, I remember...
You were a great teacher. What did he used to call you? Dopey Dave.
He held up a textbook upside down for the whole lesson, reading from it. I don't know whether he was just making it up as he go along. And I always remember, do you remember years and years ago, Jordan ran, like Katie Price, ran to be
Local MP,
in Stretford and Ermston, where we are. And one of the lads wrote his coursework around why she should be voted in.
Yeah.
And got the highest mark in the class.
Because he had pictures. Because he had pictures alongside his work.
I don't know. Right, big shout out to this head teacher. We have a new head teacher at our school, and I love her motto. I feel a positive change are coming. Firstly, she does nothing for the big O.
What? Just read that. Do you know what I thought that the new motto was?
I feel a positive change are coming.
Yeah, I feel a positive change are coming. I was like, well, yeah, I could get on board with that.
She asks these questions before putting any policy in place. Number one, what is the purpose? Number two, what is the impact on children? And number three, what is the impact on workload? Unless all are positive, we won't implement. If it does have a negative effect on workload, yet the purpose and impact on children are very positives, what are we ditching to make room for the new policy? Happy, energized, passionate teachers equals happy, energized, and passionate students. So don't ever say we don't give shout outs to the good leaders out there.
Yeah, well done on their change coming.
Yeah, now there was a while ago I was asking for lots of like weird parent interactions, so we had quite a few come through, so I'm going to go through them now. Right, so think about where the possible worst place you could possibly see a parent. This might be up there.
Okay.
A couple of summers ago, I was papped by a speed camera during the day out with my kids. Do you know what I think I was today? Coming back from,
again?
Yeah. Behave again.
You were on an app recently talking about a course.
Oh, yeah. I just didn't see it. I just zoned out. You know when you just zone out and you just don't realise? Anyway.
I only care because it's all about family. Vin Diesel over there.
I knew I'd been done at the time, and sure enough, a few weeks later, the dreaded letter landed on my doorstep. Decided to take the speed awareness course option. I don't think I'll have that if it comes through. I dutifully went online to book my course. All of them were miles away from home and on a Saturday morning. No way I was giving up my 5 hours plus on my weekend. Scrolling down, I happened to notice they'd put in an extra course, which was local and fell on a Wednesday afternoon. My PPA. Bonus.
Yeah.
I could sneak out of work at the beginning of lunch, no one would need to know, and I could be home by 5:30 as usual. So I booked it, told my team so they could cover for me, and happily drove off to my course. Within the guidelines, I hope.
Yeah, I drove under 30 to my course.
Yeah. Told my team so they could cover for me. Sounds SWAT team.
I'm Guardians of the Galaxy. Okay, team, are you ready to cover? Have my back. Walking out the door. Have you got my 10-4? What is it? Have you got my 12 o'clock?
On arrival, we had to check in. I stepped aside to let a man out the registration office before I entered. His face looked familiar. Couldn't for the life of me work out where I knew him from then. I walked into the registration office to give my name again, thinking I recognised the face of the lady behind the desk. I couldn't place her either. Anyway, I went into the...
This must be from how fast he drives. All faces are blurry to him.
Anyway, I went into the conference room where the course was taking place, and the man in question looked up and gave me a huge smile, stating, "I know you, don't I? And you know me." Oh, God, I thought, I think I do. It suddenly dawned on me, he was the dad of a child in my class. He had great pleasure in telling our fellow speeders...
My name's Jonathan and I'm a speeder. You got egg fast.
Can we speed this up?
Imagine someone coming in late. We're loser. We've all been here for ages. Fellow speeders, unite.
I feel the need. So telling our fellow speeders how he knew me and started ribbing me about being a shining example to his son. He was really nice about it.
But, doesn't sound it.
Yeah. But insisted on asking me loads of questions as a result, because you would do, wouldn't you? How the turntables have turned.
Yeah. So you're supposed to be inspiring the next generation, Speeder. Who's your favourite superhero? Speeder Man.
It's the Flash, isn't it? The Flash is the quick one.
Yeah, I'll say Speeder Man. Speeder Man.
What do you mean?
Speeder.
What?
Drive Speeder.
Oh, right, okay.
Do you want to see that?
I thought you were making up a superhero.
No, Speeder. You were saying fellow speeders.
Oh, right.
And I was saying Speeder Man. Oh, man, that just...
Oh, Spider Man.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Right. It's been a long
the
Monday.
Rooting, tooting, web shooting Speeder Man. I can't believe you didn't get that. When you look at me like, why have you made up your own superhero, bro?
It's called the Flash, pal.
I hope he didn't do that. You don't want to go on a course for that.
Right, okay, back to the story. I went bright red. I then started... I then started listening to my lecture from the lady running the course. It suddenly dawned on me. I knew her from somewhere. She was only the bloody road safety officer at my school. Who came into school to teach our year group their cycling proficiency every summer term. She blatantly recognised me. She kept glancing in my direction when she told everyone we needed to keep our knowledge of who was on the course confidential. The parent kept glancing across to me and grinning. You know what I mean?
It's like a sketch, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, right, no one can tell anyone else who's on this course. Parent just like...
It's already in the WhatsApp group.
Like getting your phone out so you keep pics.
As we all left the course, he waved me off and shouted across the room, "I'll see you next week at parents' evening." I had to relive the shame all over again the following week. With him sitting apart. I mean, it's such a weird flex, isn't it?
I wonder if after the meeting, like, he had to go and pick his kid up from school and the teacher had to go back for a staff meeting and he looked at each other in the car. Right, who's the real speeder?
Yeah. Or she got back before him and he was like, hang on a second.
Yeah, she was on a bike.
sitting opposite me, grinning like a Cheshire cat. As I tried to concentrate on giving him and his wife information about his son, I wish I'd just bloody driven the extra half an hour and gone on a Saturday morning. To be fair, I don't actually think he even told his wife, as she seemed completely unaware.
Oh, man. That was
what I'd have done in that parents' evening consultation is just said it as fast as possible. How do you like these apples? You want me to slow down the car, but you can't handle this, can you? Your child's the expected standard. He's also doing all right in maths. All right, yeah, see you, bye. Yeah. Right. I used to live alone in a top floor tenement block of flats. My next door neighbours had a son who, when his parents were away, would have loud parties. One midweek night, I was awakened by someone knocking loudly on my front door. I then heard lots of music and realised there was a party going on. That, amazingly for once, I was sleeping through. I was unsure whether to open the door, but I decided to. There stood a policeman who was a parent of a child in my class who had been called to investigate the noise and thought it was coming from my flat.
Hosting a school disco.
There was me in my pyjamas with bed hair about 3 in the morning talking to a parent on my doorstep. So embarrassing.
Oh, that's grim.
All right. And we continue with weirder places that you see parents. The weirdest place I've encountered a parent has to be at the doctor's. The time seems to pass so quickly when it comes to routine smear tests. I'm sure you can see where this is going. I waited weeks for the appointment. I sat in the waiting room feeling nervous and my stomach fell to the floor when the nurse called my name. It was a parent of a child I used to be a key worker for in a nursery. I recognised her immediately. She said hello in a way that made me think she had, and to my regret, she did recognise me. Sat on the table making small talk about the kids during the procedure. I can honestly say it could not be more awkward parent encounter. I now make sure I ask which nurse it could be.
Yeah, you don't want to do that. You know, yeah. I don't want, like, if I ever saw a parent there, that you couldn't do it, could you?
No. Well, I had that encounter in the book, didn't I?
Yeah.
Oh, second book.
How's my son getting on? Cough? yeah, quite well. Cough?
Which obviously is available. So if you're looking for a Secret Santa gift, books, put a wet paper towel on it. This is your own time you're wasting. Available from Amazon. We've also, that's just reminded me, got some very exciting news coming your way this week. So we're recording this on Monday. You need to make sure you are around and about on Friday night.
Tea time
for the big announcement, right?
Huge.
I'm guessing you can probably work out what it is, but we're not going to tell you. You know, use your inference skills. But it's big news, big, big news.
Hot off the press.
Friday on the socials. Make sure you are around.
But make sure you stay inside the speed limits. Don't be a speeder.
The weirdest complaint I've had is that I was pregnant. A parent seriously took a complaint to the governors that I was pregnant. She found out through Facebook. Kids haven't even been told. We announced the pregnancy to our friends and family at our wedding on the Saturday. Monday, there was a complaint to which she admitted she found out through stalking my husband on social media. It's at this point that I take the speeding dad over this parent. Needless to say, the governor's replied with, "It's her right, and she didn't have to tell you or anyone for at least 12 weeks. She backed down, but she did try to make a Facebook group about me because a pregnant person shouldn't be teaching year six."
Oh my God, get a grip.
Get a life.
That is just jealous pie, isn't
it? Who's got the time?
No, but why would you sit at home stalking your teacher, your child's teacher's partner?
I know, it's weird, isn't it?
I bet he's on his stag as well, because if he's just got married, I bet there's some Benidorm pictures. Oh God, this is disgusting.
Honestly,
that's an amazing moment for that teacher, like coming in after a wedding and finding out she's pregnant to get a complaint. Oh God,
some parents, eh? Right, a couple more parent complaints. At a parents' evening last week, I mentioned to a parent that a daughter was quite quiet and I would really like her to build a confidence to feel comfortable to share her ideas in front of the class. The following day, I received an email from the said parent saying that she'd been thinking about what I had said and come up with an idea that might help. Her suggestion was that I woof at her daughter throughout the day rather than greet her as I do the rest of the class. It's got to be a wind-up, that, isn't it?
It's either that or they have a dog at home that really brings her out of the shell.
Possibly. Or the parents going, yeah, we're going to get her. Yeah, yeah. Going to get her. See if she'll fall for this one.
Yeah.
Woof at her. Hey, listen to the daughter. Listen, I'm going to get your teacher in. Woof. What would you do if that was... I'd be like, ain't no pedigree, chump.
If a parent said to me, like, oh, would you mind woofing at my child? I'd be like, yeah. I massively do mind. I don't think your child can handle the bite.
Good morning, Charlie. Yeah. Good morning, Isabel. Yeah. Hoof! Hoof! Squirrel!
Yeah, not doing the date and hello.
Apparently this will make her feel at ease. Can you imagine the reaction if I started woofing at one child? Because you know what happened then? Another parent. My child would prefer if you purred.
Yeah, my child's actually a cat person. You'd be doing the registers like, woof, woof. Meow. Baa. God. Old Miss Donald.
taught year four. Yeah,
I know. I just keep laughing at like she's doing it to that child, and then the head teacher's having a walk around, knocks on the door, running over to the door like when a takeaway person comes.
Yeah.
Someone does a terrible piece of work, she just rips it up with her mouth.
Why don't you do your homework? Because you ate it.
Yeah, sorry I couldn't mark your homework, guys. Edit all.
If you've been there, wouldn't it? Because it'd be like, oh, I can't be arsed with English today. Miss, fetch.
Yeah, especially as well, as a teacher, you always need the toilet. It's going to the corner of your classroom and lifting a leg.
Oh, God. Oh. I once got asked by a mother of a pupil at my previous school if I shook that fantastic arse on purpose when I walked.
Oh my God.
Felt a tad uncomfortable. A tad.
Really? Woof woof.
Felt a tad uncomfortable and mentioned it in passing to my head, who proceeded to make me sit down while she phoned the parent on loudspeaker.
He proceeded to sing Eminem, "She Dead As Me." Was that Eminem?
Yeah, yeah. Who proceeded to make me sit down on that fantastic ass as she phoned the parent on loudspeaker. I then got an apology from the mum the next day in front of all the kids, in which she said, "I should have just looked at your ass and said now."
Oh.
It was mortifying.
Do you know what I don't get is, if that's a comment made, which is bang out of order, as we all know.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like, just, you know, I nonchalantly mention it to the head. You'd go to the head and be like, listen, this is what happened.
Right.
That parent as well with a backhanded apology. Sorry I said that. I should have just been looking at it.
Hi, Lee and Adam. I keep thinking every time I listen to the podcast that I need to share these stories with you. Lee, you came to our school a number of years ago when I hadn't been the head teacher that long. Your training really set us off on a great path to making learning fun and inspiring for our pupils. I'm sure it helped us win Britain's happiest school. So thank you.
Oh, and that's well done, Roy.
No, no,
that's
not,
the
no.
end. I was going to say boring.
Yeah. Good boy, good boy.
Stop humping my leg, Lee.
One of my assistant head teachers, who is 6 foot tall, was called to speak to a very tiny year one child who had been running round the school field wielding a large branch and trying to smack other children over the head with it. My assistant head teacher was speaking to him very calmly, and the little boy gazed up at him with his massive brown eyes. Not flinching, he let out a trump and as quick as a flash pointed up to my assistant head teacher and said, "Was that you?" The reply came, "I think we both know it wasn't."
That's a textbook response, isn't it? I'll tell you what, absolute stones on that kid. You've got to appreciate it. "Was that you?" Oh, brilliant.
The other story happened when I was a fairly new head teacher and we had the visit of a local authority advisor. I had worn a new dress for the occasion, dressed to impress, and as the advisor followed me into my office, she said, "Oh no, your dress is ripped." I was gutted. It was new and I was embarrassed. She said, "I'll sew it for you. Go and get a needle and some cotton." So not wanting to argue, I went to the nearest classroom and asked if I could have something from the sewing resources. Needle and thread duly obtained, I returned and handed it to her. Turning round, she said so she could mend the seam. To my surprise, she said, "No, take your dress off then. I can't get to the seam while you're in it." Not sure what to say, but wanting to be obedient, I shut my office door, closed the blinds, and removed my dress. I handed it to her and sat down at my desk where we began a conversation about school improvement and target setting while she's fixing the dress and she's in her underwear
What a weird scene to walk into.
Suddenly there was a knock at my office door.
Really? It continues.
And two of my admin marched straight in with mugs of tea. I'd forgotten I'd asked them to make them. To find the advisor sitting sewing my dress and me sat in my bra and tights behind the desk. I have never lived that one down.
Oh, you've just sometimes you just gotta be like, nice, all right. You just that bothered about making a good impression and trying to please. You're just like, yeah, sure, yeah, yeah.
That is a time where you can sit down.
Yeah.
In the ripped dress, just let it go.
Yeah. You're the only teacher I know that's half naked, so he's sat down.
Keep the podcast coming. You're both doing great work. My daughter has just gone into teaching and we love listening to you on long car journeys. Thank you both. Have a great Christmas when it comes. Sue.
Sue!
Oh, no. Everyone will be having like PTSD driving now.
Right. That's brilliant. I think I remember the score. I'm gonna make a shout. I'm going for. Is it Four Fields? The school I'm thinking, it is. Anyway, right. So, do you want a nice little burn to finish?
Yeah, let's finish with a burn.
A couple of weeks ago, I taught my Year 4 class PE on a Friday afternoon. Great slot.
Yeah, great slot.
Oh, belting slot to do a PE lesson. I had football the following morning, so I decided I may as well wear the same tracksuit bottoms and jacket. My wife and I walked to the shop as soon as I got home as we needed some milk. As I walked past the park, my wife pointed out two children looking at me. We overheard one of them say, "Oh, look, there's Mr." I didn't really recognise them, but I smiled and waved anyway. As I was mid-wave, the other child went, "Ugh, he's got the same tracksuit on as yesterday. That's gross."
That enthusiastic wave from the teacher. Hi, kids.
Oh, look, there's Mr. P. Yeah, all right, kids. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Right, we'll finish there, guys. Thank you so much for listening. We hope we've given you another giggle wherever you're listening from, whether it's on your way to work, doing some sort of exercise, I don't know, marking, whatever it is. We really, really do appreciate you listening, tuning in. And like we say, special announcement coming on Friday. We'd love you all to tune in. So if you go to my page, ICT_MrP, at 2MrP's podcast on Facebook, Instagram.
Instagram.
TikTok as well. Some special news coming your way just before Christmas. And yeah, if you've got any funny Christmas stories, we want them shared. I think I'm going to put a post out for like funny or weird Christmas traditions.
All right.
Because Christmas is all about traditions, isn't it?
Yeah, I might put a little one out on my Insta about Christmas do's so people can, because a lot of people are just messaged me privately on Instagram. It's obviously all anonymous. And I normally get back to you and just be like, brilliant, I'll read this out. So yeah, it's a quick way of sending your tale. But if you are on your works do as well before our Christmas ep next week, go hard, go home, then let us know about it.
Yeah, be safe. Right, take care, guys. We'll be back with you next week.
See ya.